Well, Lord, we thank you for your goodness. Lord, we thank you that the way you deal with us in life, you deal with us in seasons of life. Lord, thank you for that. We just want to honor you today, love you, pray that your word would always challenge us. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. I was thinking of, it's probably my favorite, or one of my favorite passages in the New Testament. It's always very challenging. I like to read over it, especially during this time of year, in Philippians chapter 3. Familiar verses to us. Starting in verse 7. And whatever things, again familiar, were gained to me, those things I have counted loss for the sake of Christ. And the word loss, it just means bad deal, right? Like you get a bad deal, bad business deal. Anything apart from Christ is a bad business deal, right? And that's what he's saying. I counted it all as a bad business deal for the sake of Christ. And more than that, I count all things to be lost in view of this surpassing value of knowing Jesus Christ, this intimate knowledge, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. And rubbish has come from two words, one dog and the other one throw, what you throw to the dogs. I count everything like that in comparison to this value of knowing Jesus is what you throw to the dogs. And I was growing up, that's how dogs ate, right? Nobody bought dog food. Our dogs ate scraps from the table, and you'd throw them out, and that's what I ate. That's a side issue. But I was thinking about that today. If you go into Tractor Supply, there's an aisle from here to that back wall with dog food. I've never seen anything like it. And some of it has berries and stuff in it, you know? I've never seen dog eat fruit, but they do know. But this just is in comparison to knowing Christ, you know, is that it, all things are that. So I may be found in him, verse 9, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, which is self-righteousness, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness being a gift. We talk about that a lot. We're in union with his life. We're in union with the righteousness of Christ. You know, Christ's likeness is what that means. I don't have to try to make that up and do that. It's a gift that I have from him. And it's his life lived through me as the righteousness, not based on law, but that comes from just faith, resting in another. The righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him. Again, just intimate knowledge. That I may know the power of his resurrection, the resurrection life of Christ. Romans chapter 6 talks a lot about that. That I may know the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. And the fellowship of his sufferings is something I've looked at a lot in my life. And I know that Paul talks about that, making up that which lacks, you know, and we know that there's a thing about suffering that we go through, you know, thinking about that in time of Lent and coming up to Easter, just the sufferings of Christ. But that word means more than just like you're physically suffering or emotionally. It means a deep passion, that you are in fellowship, in union with the deep passions of Christ that dwells within you. So if you've ever prayed or thought, I don't think I have a real deep passion for the Lord, and I would like my passion to grow deeper for him, you have it. You're in fellowship with the deep passions of Christ that dwells within you. The same passion we see in the garden. All this, the passion he had for his Father. You have that. Isn't that cool? And that you can ask the Lord, as Paul did, I want to know. I want to know the fellowship of your sufferings, your deep passion that you have. Okay, and it displays itself differently in everyone. So it doesn't have to look like somebody else's, right? That may know the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection of the dead. And being conformed to his death is everything that Jesus did in his death, accomplishing his death on the cross. And knowing that word being conformed is just being in, that I may be in union with everything that his death, burial, and resurrection brought to me, right? That I want to know all of that, everything he brought to me. It's really cool verses here, isn't it? Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect. But these next things will be really encouraging to you. But I press on in order that I may lay hold of that which I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. You know, and that press on word is to stretch, like you're on your tiptoes, stretching out as far as you can reach for him. Because I was laid hold of by him first. Now I'm going to press on, and I'm going to stretch, and I'm going to go for it with all my heart. I was talking to a brother yesterday. We were having lunch, a few of us, and he said he's going to start a series of just maturity in the Lord, you know, about and ask, you know, our ideas, a bunch of us around the table, what we thought that meant, you know. I started thinking of these verses here that I'm reading and I'm going to read about pressing on, pushing forward. Actually, that word also means to chase after and pursue with all my heart, okay? Because we know that in the, Paul said, you know, I buffet my body, I make it my slave, right? I don't bow to its desires, it bows to my desires. And I run the race set before me. There's a race set before me, and I run that race to win, right? I don't run it to, nobody runs a race to come in second place or third place, do they? Or I hope I finish fifth, you know? Everybody's in there to win. Run to win, to go after that. And that's what he means here. I love that. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do is I forget what lies behind and I reach forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal, the prize of the upward call of God, or that means the things above in Christ Jesus. It's okay to have that word goal here. I press on to the goal of a prize is the word we get our word scope from, where you're looking through optics and you zero in something. I have a goal. I'm zeroed in on this. I'm zeroed in on this prize. And I'm going after that prize with all of my heart. And the prize is Jesus. Okay? Because if something becomes our goal and we just pour everything into it, right? I mean, there's got to be a goal. There's got to be a reason for it. And if his presence is my goal, and I want that more than I want anything else, then I'll lock in on that, and I'll do whatever it takes to get there. I was thinking about a word the Lord gave us a long time ago about if you'll just make a small move, I'll make a big move, right? If you'll just turn my direction a little bit, I'll come to you a lot. Right? Kind of like the prodigal son coming and the father ran to him. One move in God's direction, he'll run to you. Very important, right? And the little small things that we can change in our life can have dramatic results in our walk with him, right? It'll be worth it. I mean, it'll be worth it. The time we give, or it's not a legalistic thing, or you know, that we don't love God enough, or anything like that. It's just I'm stretching forward. I'm going to reach. I'm going to get that thing on the top shelf because I want it really bad, and so I'm going to do whatever it takes to get that. That's kind of Paul's heart here, and that he hadn't obtained it. And it says this. Therefore, as many of you as are perfect or mature, that word means mature, have this attitude. And if in anything you have a different attitude, God will reveal it to you. Like, this is the attitude. If your attitude is anything else, let God show you, because He wants you to have that more than anything else. Okay? And 100 years from now, all of us, it's not going to really matter, is it? Jobs, or, you know, we didn't get that, or this house, or whatever. You know, I think when we get there, we're going to be thinking, man, I should have gone for it a lot more than I actually did. Right? Amen?